Dreamscape presents The Canyon by Jack Schaefer, narrated by Eric G. Dove. The Canyon. Trace on a map the high border country, the land of high plains and high mountains that is the vast northern boundary of the western United States. There is no exact demarcation except on the north, where the long, unfortified miracle of the Canadian line runs along the upper edge of North Dakota and Montana. Trace this westward to the flat top of the Idaho Panhandle. Drop south and east in an irregular arc, roughly paralleling the Idaho-Montana line, along the main chain of the Rockies and on down into Wyoming. Sweep eastward across Wyoming from the Absaroka Range, past the lower tip of the Bighorns and on past the Black Hills into South Dakota. Swing northward in another arc near the eastern edge of South Dakota and push straight up across North Dakota to the Canadian line again. Let other people argue the precise location of the latter lines you've run. The area you have enclosed is the heart bulk of the high border country. The great bowl-shaped expanse of Montana, with an edging of the Idaho Panhandle and the upper portion of Wyoming, spreading on over the Dakotas eastward across the wide Missouri to shade away into the lower plains rolling downgrade to Minnesota. Those are names now on our maps. They were not names then. The area was not yet even marked on early maps as it was marked for so many years later in ignorance as part of the Great American Desert. The Sioux, who were to make much of it their own and their last stronghold against the white men, were still grounded on foot east of the Missouri. Only the first small straggling parties of their westward migration had penetrated beyond the river to confront the tribes there before them and discover the four-footed freedom of the horse.